Right now, though, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
Don't complain.
Why? I hate, you know, I was thinking about this on the drive in. So far, this winter hasn't been a bad winter at all, in theory. Right. Okay. But, like the January thaw, didn't feel like a January thaw because we still had really cold mornings. And so the January thaw was a bust. We've had snow, but we've had some cold outbreaks, but not a lot. But it's just been one of those lousy. And we've had cold rain instead of snowstorms, and we've had sleet. I mean, it's just been a PIA winter. That's all, a PIA.
All right, that means pain, folks.
Yeah, pain is right.
That means. From a standpoint of forecasting, it hasn't been terrible because we've had a couple of, you know, if, buts, and ands. But this has been very easy so far. But like I said to everybody, it's only a third over. You have two-thirds of the winter to go. So even though January is the longest month and always seems to be, you know, the longest month, it's over. And now February is not going to be too much shorter because this year it's leap year. So 29 days. But anyhow, today we'll have sunshine, and the high is 35 to 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, 20. Sunny Friday, 40 to 45. Cloudy Saturday, the risk of a little bit of rain or wet snow shower activity, but don't blink your eyes, you'll miss it. Highs, mid, maybe even upper 30s. And then Super Bowl and Groundhog Sunday. There'll be some sunshine, and we'll have highs in the 40s. What do we think the Groundhog's going to say? Who knows? Doesn't matter, does it?
Yep, it is.
You know, it's just a big thing. I guess, you know, the Weather Channel do their countdown by hours and minutes to the groundhog. So you can always tune into that live Sunday morning. I'll be busy going to church, so you can let me know what happens, Marshall.
Well, I'll just watch Wing the movie. It. I'll just yeah. watch the movie.
Groundhog Day, right?
I don't ever wait for the groundhog to make his pronouncement. I wait till somebody tells me what it is, and when I hear it, I chuckle a little bit, and I say, one of these years, I hope the groundhog bites the person that takes him out.
You know, I have to tell you, again, as a meteorologist, we constantly look at all the maps, even though it may not be necessary to go through every single solitary hour of the maps. It's good to do it just to see the trend, how the models do. So now, of course, I'm following the American GFS model. This is late yesterday afternoon. The newest model run came out. And it says that around the 12th, which is, of course, Lincoln's birthday, now they don't celebrate it anymore, right? Now they celebrated President's Day on the 20th. They said there was going to be a stationary front to our south and snow was going to run up along it and give us several inches. Not only on the 12th, but the 13th into the 14th. So I said, all right, so, you know, here we go. That's normal for Lincoln's birthday. So this morning I come in and I said, let's see, you know, what they're doing for the 12th, 13th, the 14th. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I have the capability of doing the back arrow to compare it to the previous model run. And blues over us from late yesterday and today, nothing. I said, oh, goodness. So the 060 run comes out just a little while ago. And guess what, Marshall? The snow's back.
For us?
For that period, yeah. So late yesterday, they were saying snow for our Lincoln's birthday. Then overnight, the model said, no way. They had us clear. And then 6 hours later, the model comes out and says, we're getting snow.
That's because Mitch McConnell got involved.
that probably is it. But you see what I mean? There's no consistency at all. Even the euro. The euro yesterday gave us a tenth of an inch of rain and or wet snow for Saturday. Tonight it comes out, it says nothing for Saturday maybe a flurry Sunday morning. Completely out of nowhere. So, you know what, Marshall? It doesn't pay for us to look down the road. Right now, I guess the best bet is for us to go 3 to 4 days and keep it at that. If I see something really, really, really strong, whether it's a cold wave or a big storm, and I feel good about it, I will talk about it. Otherwise, it's just a pitch. We were talking yesterday. I had a conversation with two other meteorologists, sort of conference call yesterday morning. They were discussing the same thing. They said, how could all the models be wrong? I said, we got to remember one thing, that there is the Canadian model, folks. There's the Euro model. There's the Polish model. There's the Australia model. I mean, we have all of these models, but all of these models, now they have different equations. That's how their forecasts are based. But they have to take the observations, the radio sound data, that goes into them and puts that data into the model. So that is an actual fact. They send the balloons up at all the airports, not only here in the United States, but internationally. These balloons monitor the atmosphere and bring back the data. When that data is taken, it's fed into the equations. And then the equations go from there. So it's got nothing to do with the information going in. It's how the information is interpreted. That's the problem.
Well, you know the old expression, blank in, blank out.
Blank out. Garbage in, garbage out. I know what you mean. And, you know, again, I said this for years and I'll say it again. I have nothing to do with programming of weather, folks. But when you think about it, if you have a globe and you look at the globe and you see the countries, there's a lot of blue on your globe. And that's called water. And all of that is void when it gets to put an input in the computer models. So you have big, big, huge gaps of data. You cannot expect these models, you know, to see something. If you're talking about, you know, Italy, and the model doesn't see anything in the Atlantic, there's going to be a foul forecast, vice versa. If you're talking about the West Coast of the United States and Canada, and it doesn't see anything in the Pacific, it doesn't have anything to work on, there's going to be a void. So, I mean, there's just no way. There's buoys out there, but you know what? No, I don't think any government is going to spend money to put hundreds of automated buoys all across, all across the oceans so that we can get better data. I just don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. That's my theory.
There you go. You heard. You just got Pat's theory.
That's my theory.
And I think you're right. I think you're right.
I don't know. I just don't know. But we do our best. And at least one thing is for sure. There's nothing to worry about this weekend. So
no, but like I said, I'm worried about the 7th, 8th, and 9th because of February, because that's Jump Fest weekend.
Right, that 7, 8, 9, yeah. But that's 7, 8, 9. Right. That's next Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and let me take a look at what the model is doing for next. Okay, this is the 4th. I wish they would just give dates instead of hours.
Yeah.
Okay, so next Friday is the 7th, and according to this model, it's just cloudy. This is the GFS.
Okay.
So it's just cloudy on Friday. Let's go to Saturday, which would be 228 hours out. It's still just cloudy. I would call it just chilly. I'm glad you asked me so we can compare this. And then we go to Sunday, and it's cloudy, but it looks like there could be some rain working in. Doesn't look like snow. It looks like Sunday there may be some rain working in. So right now, this model is saying a week in advance that Friday and Saturday is okay. Sunday could be a little precip.
All right. That's what we have on tap for now.
For now.
That's like pouring a real hot cup of coffee, and all of a sudden you have to walk outside and walk a mile and deliver that coffee to somebody by the time you get the coffee to them. It's cold.
Oh, yeah, Ed, there's no doubt about it. It's cold this morning, but at least you don't have wind. So
there's no wind. You're absolutely right. I create my own wind. That's right.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what I do. I create my own environment that I operate in. So anyway. All right. So then, once again, the weather just follows on and kind of just blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I mean, you look back, you can't say, hey, Pat, that was some storm we had back in December, back in November. Because we haven't.
Yeah.
Just haven't. So, and remember, I marveled at the fact that in my long-range forecast, I never once used the word heavy for snow, and I never once used the word blizzard. Now, I could eat my words. There's still two-thirds of winter left, but let's see what happens.
All right. The worst two-thirds, because it's the final two-thirds. All right. Well, with all that good news, Pat, I want you to put together a Super Bowl forecast for us tomorrow.
I will do that, and you have a good day and enjoy the sunshine.
As much as I'll be out, I will.
Take
care. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.